Alabama has a new governor today. After more than a year of scandal, Governor Robert Bentley stepped down yesterday. The lieutenant governor, Kay Ivey, has been sworn in to take his place. Bentley has been under fire for allegedly using campaign funds and state resources to hide an affair with his former aide, Rebecca Mason. Andrew Yeager is a reporter with WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, and joins us now to talk more about this. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's listen first to a little bit of Bentley's resignation speech yesterday.
I've not always made the right choices. I've not always said the right things. Though I have sometimes failed, I've always tried to live up to the high expectations the people place on the person who holds this esteemed office. Though I have committed myself to working to improve the lives of the people of our state, there have been times that I have let you and our people down, and I'm sorry for that.
So, Andrew, let's start with what this scandal was all about. Just to remind us, and for people who haven't been paying much attention to Alabama politics.
Sure. This is something that sort of trickled out over the last year. A little more than a year, really, went from rumor to something that splashed across the front pages. About a year ago, the head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the day after he was fired, came out and said the governor has had an affair and held a blockbuster press conference detailing all the supposed salacious details about this affair between now former Governor Robert Bentley and his top aide, Rebecca Mason. And so that came out shortly thereafter. You had a tape of the governor making sexually charged comments to presumably Rebecca Mason. That was leaked to the press. And from there, it just kind of exploded. So that was sort of the sex aspect of it. But the legal aspect is the allegation is that he used state resources, particularly the law enforcement agency here in Alabama, to go after people, to intimidate people, to try to cover up and hide this alleged affair.
And he has pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor charges. What are those?
That's right. Yesterday, he pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor charges. They're related to campaign finance violations. So one of them has to do with not properly reporting a loan he made to his campaign. And then the other is deals with money that he used from his campaign account to pay legal fees for Rebecca Mason. Those were the two charges, misdemeanor charges, that he had, or he pleaded guilty to. He actually had been facing potentially felony charges based on complaints last week that were filed with the Alabama Ethics Commission.
And could he still face more serious charges, or is this the end of his legal troubles?
Well, this is the end of his legal troubles, at least as far as state ethics laws go. There are other potential violations that could come up. He also is facing civil suits. There's a wrongful termination lawsuit from both the former head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, another member of his staff. So this does not mean the end for legal troubles, just in terms of state prosecution.
How are people in Alabama feeling about all of this and Bentley's resignation?
Well, overall, I think it's fair to say most people wanted him gone. You talk to lawmakers, they say, particularly over the last few weeks to months, they've been hearing a lot from constituents that they didn't want the governor in office anymore. I was flipping around yesterday to local talk radio stations as Bentley was resigning just to get a sense of what the chatter was like there. And at least from that small sample, you had folks that really felt like he wasn't very sincere. He gave his resignation speech. I heard one commentator say it was more like a retirement speech than an actual resignation speech, that it still was really about him, and he at least publicly hadn't really come to terms with all of the problems that spiraled out from this alleged affair.
And tell us about Kay Ivey, the new governor. What can the state expect from her?
Well, she has been in state politics. She, of course, was before today, was the lieutenant governor. She had been the state treasurer before. And in fact, she really is, well, has been a figure in politics for a few years now. She's not generally well-known, and particularly where she stands on the issue. The lieutenant governor position is one that's, by design, is neutral. And so she presides over the legislature without really taking sides one way or another. But talking to people who know her say she is a forceful personality. She's She's not a wallflower. She fills the room. And so she will make her mark on the governor's office, however long she may be in that office.
I did see that Bentley is the fourth governor of Alabama to resign while in office. So it sounds like the people of Alabama are trying to give Illinois a run for its money, my home state, where we've had plenty of governors resign amid scandal.
Exactly, yes. We've had three of the last six governors of Alabama have found themselves on the wrong side of the law in some way, shape, or form.
Andrew Yeager, a reporter with WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Andrew, thank you.
Good to be with you.